Hey guys.
Welcome to another episode of Pew Time with Tony.
And Jackie.
She is...
wacky.
Yes. So, strap in, ladies and gentlemen. Not strap on.
Or that. Not gonna judge. Not here to judge.
Alright, jump right into gun news, because there is a shit ton of it leading up to SHOT Show.
Of course. Everybody wants to have their name out first, so this is when, usually, I mean, last few years at least, everybody started announcing their stuff in December, so that at SHOT, they're seen right away. Right? Amp people up, get them excited. Ruger brings out their special edition 75th anniversary models for the Ruger 1022. Also, their LCP Max. And also, their Mark IV. Each of their three manufacturing facilities is represented by one of these three, because they have three manufacturing facilities. So
Yeah. Each
of those three will be manufacturing one of those, either the 1022, the LCP Max, or the Ruger Mark IV. I have like some little insignia on them and a little classic look to them. Cardboard boxes. Guys, cardboard boxes. That's all I gotta say.
As always... I'm a little confused. I already thought the 1022 had a 75th anniversary.
I don't think so.
You sure?
I think it's Ruger's 75th anniversary, but they're coming out with special edition models on three different guns. The LCP Max hasn't been out for 75 years. And nor has the 1022, but the Mark IV has.
Yeah,
well,
but...
the Mark I, technically.
Well, it was founded in, 1949.
Mm-hmm. So, Ruger's 85 years old. So,
very odd. No, wait. What year are we in?
23, but they're marketing it for the 24 release.
Okay,
so 2024 minus 75, Anthony.
1949.
Okay, there we go. So Ruger is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Let's just jump right back and pretend like that never happened.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ruger celebrating its 75th anniversary.
Times like these, I wish we edited the podcast.
It's another fantastic thing we don't do.
That's true. Because I think it takes away the charm and is somewhat useless.
Right.
Speaking of useless, Ruger's making a 22 Hornet revolver.
Right. Big monster.
It's huge. It's the Super Red Hawk, isn't it?
That's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, why the Hornet?
I don't know. I don't remember the last time I've seen that caliber on a shelf.
No one knows.
I mean, 22 mag? That would be cool.
Even then. Like, yeah, the mag I could at least understand because it's available.
Can you imagine a 17 HMR?
Like, no.
Yeah.
Even though that would make more sense, because I think the only people that still use 22 Hornet are like Prairie Dog guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you want to have like a little revolver that you prairie dog
hunt with.
It's
not a little revolver. It's a gigantic monster.
Well, it's
monster.
Smaller than your rifle.
Well, that's true. Sidearm. Well, there's that. SIG has
two guns that are coming out.
Expanded their 322 line.
Yes.
To the 322 Comp.
322 X Comp.
X Comp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is...
a threaded barrel, silver top. It's actually, it looks really, it looks sharp.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got an extended mag release, a takedown lever, thumb rest, the same style triggers, compensator.
Well, the really cool thing about the compensator, they have like the different, like the bridge in the comp that gets all gummed up from the 22s, the baffle.
Yeah.
Are replaceable.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
That I thought was really neat.
Because 22s
and comps, oh my god.
You've seen some of the ones that I've had where it's just like, yeah, we're just going to buy a new compensator because that's not salvageable.
No. Like, the buildup is just insane.
Yeah.
And the other one that they had came out with is the Cross Tracks.
Yes. So this is based off their Cross Bolt Action, except this is a new lightweight version. It's kind of like a little ranch rifle. Collapsible, folding stock. It's got the Rattler grip. little 16-inch barrel, 308, and it actually looks pretty cool.
It does.
Yeah, the whole thing weighs, with no scope, 6 pounds.
Oh, that's lighter than Little Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
My PC carbine.
Two-stage trigger, folded length is 26 inches, overall is 35, and I thought it would be way more money than it is. The MSRP on this is only $15.29.
For a SIG rifle.
For the Cross, which is awesome. I sold a couple regular Cross rifles, and those were dope.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool.
Yeah. Now, if you were going to get another 308, because you used to have one, would you get something like that? Or would I'd go probably, with something different?
No, I'd probably get a bolt gun of some sort.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be. I don't know if it... Turnkey, the SIG is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have the aftermarket support of like a Ruger or 700.
Yeah, the Ruger Precisions are like my more recent obsession for like things that I want in our collection in the very near future. Take note, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Another item that got released is, well, not necessarily a new item, just a new generation of an oldie.
And it's technically not released yet. It's actually getting released at SHOT.
But they announced their releasing date. That's not actually here yet.
Yeah.
So the Glock 29 and the Glock 30 Gen 5 non-MOS at launch, which...
They're not even sure if they're going to have an MOS.
It's odd.
Right. Which, to me, is just like, no, you guys didn't want to wait for the machining to be done, which is stupid because you would think it's roughly the same, and they already have the big slide MOSs cut with like the 41s.
Right.
So, not sure. MSRP on them, $647.
Another new one from
I don't know why they're still doing the 45. Like, that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the 10 I could see.
The 36, like, I don't even understand why that gun exists.
I don't think it still exists.
Does it? It does.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I mean, I very rarely have someone even ask to look at one in the case.
No.
You know, they're like, oh, only 6 rounds? I'm like, yeah, you can always carry a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 45 with 6 rounds. And they're like, oh, that's much smaller. Yes, yes, it is.
Or you could just not carry a 45.
Well, the guys that want to carry a 45.
Whatever.
You know, look at the 30 and the 30S. Like, I could see the 30S. I don't see why the 30 is even a thing. Once you came out with the 30S, why is the 30 even a thing anymore? And why is the 36 still here?
Well, Glock is doing something that HK refuses to do, and is bring some of the models that have not been available to the United States to the United States, including the Glock 25.
If you remember a few months back, the Glock 28 was released, which is the Glock 26 sized in 380. 10 rounds,
yep.
Same overall size as the 26. This Model 25 is the same size as a 19.
Yes.
But in 380. So, there's that. They are making it at the factory in Smyrna and is currently only available as a Tello exclusive. So if you're searching it online, you may find it searching for Glock 25 Tello. Otherwise, right. You may be looking at overseas items.
Actually, the easiest way to find that would be go to Gallery of Guns.
Yeah.
Because I think the Tello and Davidson's, that's their exclusive, at least probably for the initial launch.
Mm-hmm.
But.
More in gun news, not new products. It's actually an old product that someone just discovered is not drop safe. We're not talking about the 320s, folks. We are talking about the Taurus GX4 recall. They're not calling it a recall. They are calling it a safety notice.
Well, that's almost as good as a volunteer upgrade.
Yeah. So, some GX4 pistols assembled and sold only in the United States may, under some circumstances, discharge when dropped. Safely unload and stop using your GX4 immediately. Failure to observe this warning may result in injury or death to you or others.
Noted.
You don't say.
Yeah, if you want to check to see if your GX4 is affected by it, you can go to gx4safetynotice.com.
Yep. Do that.
How's that for a PSA, huh?
Nice. Yes. Very good. We've done our we've done our jobs here, our public works for the day.
In other news, this is not news. This is merely a speculation. But everyone is very familiar with the hot trigger, hot shoe, gun for hire for Team Kennick, Nils Jonasson. Well, Nils, if you've been a follower of his for a while, has shot Terran tactical guns forever. When he shot limited, it was with a Terran gun. And he still has been with and had good relations with him. He posted a behind-the-scenes video of him at Terran's range doing filming and then running his little course. So I'm speculating there's a good chance. Now, I'm not saying whatever installment comes next for John Wick, he's going to have a Kennick. But I am suggesting that we might see some Kennick TTI guns. And if you thought the $1,000 Kennick Rival Steel was expensive, wait until Terran touches it. So, that's just a speculation. There's nothing about that that actually says that. But I do think it would be kind of cool to see what someone like Terran does with the other guns and put the spin on the Kennick. That would be kind of cool.
That's the one you're excited about, aren't you?
No.
No? You're not excited?
I just found this... I found this lunacy doing... I don't even remember what I was doing. Probably not doing something I was supposed to be doing. Anyway, I found at Battlehawk Armory, they sell an item that says Nighthawk Custom Springfield Prodigy. I thought it was a typo until I searched further and saw that they have it in 4 1/4 and 5-inch, so unless they fucked up twice, this is a thing. It is indeed done. It's done up by Nighthawk. And the list of things that are done, it is the very first thing they put up there. Nighthawk Custom Upgrade Package. Laser engraved Nighthawk Moonhawk logo behind rear cocking serration on the right side. Everlast Recoil System. Reliability Enhanced Action Tune Package. Nighthawk Match Grade. Nothing else after that.
Yeah, just that's it.
Complete trigger job, including all fully machined ignition components tuned to a crisp 3.5 to 3 3/4 pound trigger pull, flat trigger for double stack, Nighthawk beaver tail grip safety, ambidextrous safety, crown the barrel. I thought they were already crowned from the factory, but maybe it's a nicer
deeper crown.
Yeah. Grade 2 dehorn for carry package, hand bevel sharp edges of slide and frame, dehorn control in small parts, blend rear of slide and frame, blend a grip safety to frame. This is actually a cool upgrade. It is black nitride finished instead of Cerakote, and the blackout upgrade. All for the low, low price. By the way, they're still in stock, so if you wanted to jump on this, you can. For $4,499.99. Or you can go with Credova and get it as low as $132 a month.
If you qualify.
If qualified, yeah.
Some exclusions may apply.
Yeah. This is asinine.
Yeah.
So I did the math, because once I saw this, whatever I was currently supposed to be doing
stopped.
Had no idea what I was doing. I completely neglected it, and I went shopping. Went over to Nighthawk's website, found their entry level gun. I think they call it the TPC or BD. I can't remember what their name is. It's their entry level single stack. And the way Nighthawk works is you can apply their aluminum grip double stack mod to any model. So I took their cheapest single stack gun, put their double stack upgrade on it, and their optic system, and guess what the price came out to?
Cheaper than $4,499.
It came out exactly to $4,499.
Oh my gosh!
So, you could have an aluminum-gripped Nighthawk or this Prodigy.
For the same price.
For the same
price. By the same people.
Well, they didn't... Nighthawk at least makes the other one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, all the upgrades done to the Prodigy are done by Nighthawk.
So what I think happened here is the people that own this retail store have the Prodigies, and they send them to Nighthawk, and then they think that they're going to get... that they're going to make money on top of what Nighthawk is doing, as well as the markup on the gun. That's just not how this works.
Right.
You can apply a little bit of a markup.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like this, and this is why you have to be very... it's a delicate world when you start getting into custom guns at a retail level, knowing because I've done it. But there's lines that you have to tread, and you got to play creatively with it. You can't just go, I'm going to buy these parts at full retail and then mark them up, or at a very small discount and mark them up. Like, that's not how this works.
Right.
So, ironically, and I almost can't believe it, they're available still.
Really? You can't believe that people haven't jumped at this opportunity? This is such an opportunity, though.
It is. Matter of fact, I'm ordering one tomorrow.
Shut your mouth. I almost don't know if you're joking or not.
Totally joking.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
So this one you were really excited about.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Is a custom gun, the next one.
It is a custom gun, and it is another double stack 1911. Except this is made by the guys at Cabot. Which, I don't know if you guys are like me, when I hear Cabot, the very first thing I think of is the Moon Rock 1911s, the set. Yeah. These are the guys that made those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you asked me anything about any of their guns, I couldn't tell you anything except for those.
The only thing Jackie knows is Moon Rock 1911s, and their upgraded triggers have 3 stars instead of 3 holes.
That's and it. Don't they have like a Damascus looking one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my extent. It's just aesthetics.
But they're known for making very, 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 very expensive guns. So, when they said they were coming out with a double stack, and good on them, their grip looks very unique. It looks very classy. It's very...
No Magwell.
It's very Cabot. It's flared.
Well, is that the one that I was like, oh my gosh, it looks so different?
Yeah.
And you're like, you showed me one with a Magwell on it, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, they don't have big monstrous Magwells on them, but this is Cabot's first double stack gun. They are pre-order only, and you're looking, like most Cabot guns, an 8 to 10 month delivery date.
Mm-hmm.
Black DLC or matte stainless. The matte stainless looks fire.
It looks really good.
Steel grip, steel frame. I think I said aluminum and I fucked up, but it's steel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you did say aluminum.
You can get this with an optional ported barrel, which is cool. 3.5 pound trigger. The whole thing weighs in at the almost ideal weight of 42 ounces. 5-inch barrel. And you can get... it comes with 2 17-round mags. And you can get optional mags. The 17-round mags are $60. The 20-round mags are $89. I'm thinking this is going to be like a $10,000 gun. Because Cabot's just known for... off-the-wall pricing, off-the-wall guns.
Right. And that's what I was... I mean, we did a, you know, how much do you think this gun costs? And 9 times out of 10, when we show each other, like, a new gun for the first time, that's, like, one of the questions is, how much do you think it is? What do you think the MSRP is on this thing? And, I mean, my guess was, what, $9,500?
Yeah. It's, it's actually surprising. I dare I say it's almost competitive.
Yeah.
It is $59.95.
For a Cabot 2011.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I didn't see, and it didn't look like it, it does not look like it's optic ready.
That's a shame.
That's a big mark against it.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, still thought it was pretty cool. And let's be honest, most people that are shooting the Cabots, chances are they don't believe that red dots belong on pistols anyway. So.
But they may have a new audience with a double stack.
They could.
I'm sure. I think.
I don't know who's going to go, oh, give me that $6,000 gun, and then send it up. Like, hey, could you cut this for a red dot? Like, right. Yeah.
Do you think that like people will like collect and not actually shoot and don't care if it has a red dot?
I think that's most people
Cabot
that buy Cabot are like that.
Yeah.
So.
Like I had I used to have a couple clients when we like stocked Wilsons heavily, that would do the same thing. And you got the Colt guys, they buy like all the special edition Colts and, you know, even just like the base models, they like want one of everything and they never shoot. They have one Colt that they shoot all the time and it's a 45 stainless full size. Yeah. And everything else they buy stays in the box and never gets shot. Little safe queens.
I mean, that's probably what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more things in the news. Floyd's Customs, they're known for mostly their M&P parts, but they've also done PDP parts. They have expanded their line to include the Springfield Echelon.
That's exciting. Yeah. I don't really remember seeing much aftermarket for the Echelon, and it's been out for a few months.
So I only know of Springer is making stuff for it, and now Floyd, they're making plus zeros, plus threes, and plus sixes. And they're $25, $30, and $40 respectively. And a Magwell for $75. And they're available now.
I think the Echelon would look really good with a Magwell on it.
It does look good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it like a big fat Magwell?
No, like a tactical Magwell.
Or a carry Magwell?
Yeah, like a tactical Magwell.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Last bit of news that I'm very excited for. One of my idols in shooting has joined Team Fiocchi and is also re-signed to Masterpiece Arms. And that is Mr. Travis Tomasi.
That was my drum roll.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully people don't think that they've blown out their speakers in their car as they're driving to work. What the hell is that?
So, the picture showed Travis holding a limited optics gun. And, I'm hoping him joining Team Fiocchi means that we're going to see Travis disrupt some podiums and, top 16s and maybe even some podiums at some majors.
Yes, yes.
Because the man can still shoot very well. As always, we ask for questions and you guys do not disappoint.
Never.
You want to start off?
Yes. What's the best IWB holster?
That is such a personal answer. Yes.
I can't tell you what kind of underwear is the best.
I would say, I would answer this with manufacturers I trust, which would be like QVO.
Tier 1.
If you wanted to go down the line to something less expensive, because QVO and Tier 1, you're going to be spending a minimum of $70. If you didn't want to spend that much, a good budget holster that I've run quite a few, Jackie still runs it, is the, their new name?
Rounded by Concealment Express.
Yeah, Rounded. They make a halfway decent Kydex plastic holster that allows you to fit it to your lifestyle, whether it's replacing the regular plastic clip with like soft loops or alti clip. Put a wing on it. You can put wedges on it. So,
yeah.
And those holsters started about $45.
Yeah. I mean, I have an alti clip and a wing on mine.
Yeah.
And absolutely love it. Another one that's going to be close in that same like price range, quality, and versatility is going to be Innate Tactical, which is made by Crossbreed.
Oh, okay.
And that's in like a, you know, I think like gun shop wall pricing is like $39, $36, something like that.
And if you want a IWB holster, if you carry a full-size gun, if you want one that is kind of universal, there's really only two out there, and that is the Floodlight by Filster. And now they have the Floodlight 2, or the MSP holster by Tier 1. And you can get those either with fitting a TLR 1 flashlight or an X300.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, another one that we are both very interested in trying is the Enigma, also by Filster.
Yeah, but that's more of a system, not necessarily a holster.
And it's a holster attached to a system, and you wear it inside of your pants. It's strapped to your body rather than your clothing, which...
Yeah, but you already have to have a holster. Or, I mean, you can buy a Filster holster with it, but...
Yeah, I mean, the whole system, you get the holster with it.
As an option. Like, you have to buy the holster, or you already have to have one. So you can buy just the Enigma, or you can buy an Enigma and then a holster to attach with it. Mm-hmm. But if you already have a holster... You can attach it to the Enigma. So.
That's another one we'll be looking into in the near future.
I know you want one.
I do really, really badly want one. We don't always wear belts.
It's true.
I mean, I wear a belt like 90% of the time, but not everybody does.
Let's see. I got a question here from Eddie Tactical. All motor or turbo? Well, this is the podcast with Tony and Jackie, and we are Everyday Driver.
We are not Everyday Driver.
Well, seeing as I drive a turbo car every day, I'm going to lean on turbo. I would say you'd lean towards turbo, too, just because you like my car.
I like the go.
You like the Cadillac.
I like the go.
Yeah. All motor is cool. It's reliable. They sound awesome. But there's something about boost the power. Yes.
All right. This question was sent to me. And this is going to be fun because it's like if you go out to a restaurant with someone and like you choose what they're going to eat and you order for them and they give you that look like, are you telling me what I'm going to have for dinner? This is like that, but in reverse.
Okay.
If you could only have two handguns, which would you pick? And which two do you think your husband would choose?
So it's not telling you to pick for me. It just says, which ones do you think? Let's just get that straight. Words have meaning.
Okay. If I could only have two handguns, I would have to have a competition gun and a carry gun. Like, that would have to be my two categories of what I need to be happy in life. Right? My carry gun... that I am, like, very happy with right now, and there's nothing about the gun that I don't like in its current setup, is my 365 with the Spectre Comp slide. And my present competition gun, which, again, is a gun that I have nothing to complain about, and I love everything about it, which is why I've chosen it out of all of my guns to compete with, which is the Stealth Arms Platypus. Those would be my two. I'd have my big race gun that I can, like, shoot really, really well with. And I'd have my carry gun that I also shoot really well with.
Okay.
Now, I think that you would do the same for a carry gun and a competition gun. Because 2A all day, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And range day is important. So... I'm going to go on a limb and guess that your current competition gun would also be one of your two. But part of me is leaning toward, like, the oldie but goodie that you'll never, ever replace in your collection in some way, shape, or form, which is your M&P. So I'm on the fence between the two of those. But your carry gun, I think, would be your M&P Shield Plus. So then you would fulfill that need for the M&P itch in your life. So I think I'll go with the M&P Shield Plus... and the Stealth Arms Platypus. If you could only have two. How am I doing?
I mean, it's...
Am I digging into your psyche?
It would... That would definitely be, like, one of my top picks would be that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what say you? What would your... If you could only have two handguns, what would they be? Now that I've gotten my chance to... attempt to write your life.
I think you got the Shield Plus right. That's kind of my go-all, do-everything gun with. I mean, if I could only have two ever, I don't... It's probably going to be... I don't know. I would probably say a full size M&P.
Purist.
Yeah. I know it's boring, but I know it works. So.
Yeah.
And I've not had a problem with the platypus. In 10,000 rounds, I haven't had one.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have M&Ps with a hell of a lot more rounds on them than
40, 50, and 60,000.
Yeah. So. I don't know. That's if I could only have the two, you know, that'd be a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I might actually even change it up and have maybe make the plus go away and have like my little J frame.
Oh, really?
And then I would have my carry / compete one, which would be either a M&P compact.
3.6 or 4?
4. Or a 4.25 full size M&P instead of like a 5-inch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. That would be a real tough one.
Well, it makes me feel good to know that I at least got one of the two and potentially two of the two if you weren't so damn indecisive and couldn't make a decision yourself.
Yes. Our gun wall says that.
I'm aware. Now, would you say the same about me for my two?
Yeah, I would have said that in a heartbeat.
I'm predictable.
Yeah.
I'm super predictable.
Yep.
All right, we got more questions?
We do. Do you guys buy each other gifts at Christmas or just throughout the year? It's kind of both.
Yeah.
We really buy gifts kind of throughout the year.
Yeah.
And we kind of try and reward ourselves with like a trip instead of like gifts.
Yeah.
It's kind of, hey, let's drive here, let's do this road trip, let's travel here, let's go explore here.
Yeah. At least splurging on something that like, oh, hey, let's get a new bed this year for Christmas. Like, what was it?
Yeah.
2 years ago, we were like,
right.
Promise not to exchange? I promise not to exchange. What are we doing? We're buying a bed. All
right. Right.
We got cards and like candies and like little things, but.
You know, we did like workbenches one year.
Yeah.
Like, just stuff that makes our lives better.
Yeah.
So.
Little bits of improvement. And the guns, they're really, like, all year-round things. Like,
yeah,
I bought myself a gun for St. Patrick's Day a few years back. I'm not Irish, either. I just needed an excuse.
And you guys think I'm bad.
It's my little baby, my little LCP. I needed a micro gun. This was when the smallest thing that was available was, like, a 26.
No, I remember this vividly because I was begging and pleading with you to get rid of your current micro gun.
Which was awful.
Which was a Diamondback 380.
Oh, my gosh.
You fought me.
I did. I fought you for a long time on that. It was the second or third trip to the gunsmith for not, you know, misfiring that did it in.
Proof that you can grow and learn.
I can grow and learn.
Change is okay.
Say it with me. Change is good.
So, during the post for today, asking for questions, I made a little meme with a Glock racked back, and it had a machine gun, aircraft machine gun bullet or an anti-tank bullet. I'm actually not sure what that is. I'd have to look at it. Anyway, very big bullet, not meant for it. Says all the matches I want to register for and my budget.
Right.
So I had a lot of you guys put in the comments on what your major match schedules are. I'm seeing a lot of Buckeye, Kentucky, Michigan, Area 5, PCC Nets, Virginia.
Ryan Rocks.
Oh, here's a question. Would you rather major matches be cheaper with no prize table, cash payout for winners, or more expensive with awesome prize table and payouts?
I would rather see them be more affordable to shoot because it's so much more than just your match entry fee. There's all the travel that goes into it. And, I mean, we luck out, right? We share a room.
Right.
Sometimes
we share a house with others.
Right.
Depending on what we're doing.
Yeah. So you've gotten Airbnbs before. Right. We've had, like, split rooms before, mm-hmm. so. you know, it, there are things you can do to make it cheaper, obviously, but the whole entire trip, you know, time off work, the travel, whether you're flying or driving, the stay, the match fees, and the ammo, which is generally 400 rounds or so or more for a major, it gets really high up there. So it would be nice if it alleviated some of it. I mean, not that the prize tables aren't cool, but I don't feel any better going home about my bank account knowing that I got a visor with a gun manufacturer's name on it and 100 DG bullets in a little jar.
Right. Now, so I think it should be reflective of matches. I think Nationals should have a epic prize table.
Yeah.
And it should be a culmination of the, you know, same thing with area. I think area matches should have a heck of a prize table.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sections and state matches should kind of be up to what your flavor is out there. Like, it's really dependent. So we have more expensive level twos by us,
mm-hmm.
and the West Coast and Southwest does, but, or Southeast. The West Coast, I take that back. The actual Midwest, not us, like Nebraska and mm-hmm. that, their majors are much cheaper. I mean, hell, we shot a major, it was like $95.
Yeah, the Nebraska.
Yeah.
Is it?
Great Plains.
Great Plains sectional.
So.
Sectional.
I think it's hard for people that have never organized matches to understand what goes into it. But on the other hand, as long as you have someone that's willing to ask and willing to put in the effort to have a really good match, people are willing to donate prizes to get the word out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of not reflective of the price.
Right.
If you do it correctly.
Right.
So, and yeah, I know not everyone can give it away for free, but you, again, it's part about being creative. Like, what can you offer? You know, I really think section matches should strive for working with companies inside their state.
Yeah.
Because it's your state match.
I mean, I love that about Wisconsin. Wisconsin and then SNS with Illinois.
Right.
You know, DG with the Wisconsin section. Like, there's a lot of...
Well, Fireline did Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, Illinois, you got Carne, SNS.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like seeing that, and that's kind of a good way to build that connection with someone that lives there. Like, hey, you know, we're part of your home state. If you're in the gun industry, if you're a manufacturer that's in that state, this could be good for you.
Yeah. Plus, it also, I mean, you'd be surprised people like to support local companies.
Sure.
And, I mean, kind of makes me want to buy a Springfield. Just kidding. But, you know, people want to support businesses in their own home state. And if you're in the industry for an event that they're at and they're supporting it and you're supporting it, they will support you.
And this will be a good topic to dive into. Like, we'll do like an episode where we don't have a lot of gun news and it's a deep dive on a topic. But I think, because I think cash payouts are a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this kind of all started. Way back when, with like Robbie Latham and all those guys, where they were just headhunters, man. They literally traveled the country shooting matches, getting cash.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's do that again. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, and of course, that you got to be okay with competition. It's you got to do good to win. To win money. Like, if you're not good, you're probably not going to win money.
Right.
So
you have to be the best.
I'm okay with the cash payouts. I think that should be a big thing. And I'm okay with paying a little bit more if it includes staff reset.
Yeah.
So
shaded bays.
Yeah. Fuck your guys' prize table. You should work on sponsors to help get you shade on and places to sit on your bays.
Yep. Shade, little water coolers.
It's not that hard. Next question. Can I shoot competition with a Springfield Echelon? Seeing as I've shot matches with a Springfield Hellcat.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you absolutely can. The Echelon, I think, is actually probably a pretty good intro gun because you're not really losing your capacity. As we said earlier in the podcast, you have people making extensions for them now. So, yeah. Throw a red dot on that and shoot some carry optics. You'll love it.
Tony, my Christmas wish. Can you buy Jackie a Gen 3 MPX? I think she'd excel in PCC and learn a lot that she can take back to pistol. Also, while she's enjoying shooting her new PCC, you can sell one of her other guns to recoup the cost.
I'm just taking notes. Go ahead.
I don't know if I would want an MPX. I've messed around with them a little bit. Not a whole lot.
They're nice.
I know I like them better than the Scorpion.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying.
So, joke's on you guys.
The fuck do you mean? Sell one of her other guns to recoup the cost?
Don't have to sell one of her other guns, but I do think you guys should pressure Jackie into shooting PCC because one of our friends has one to borrow that she likes, and that would be one of those Ruger PCCs.
Yes, I'm interested in that. I wouldn't mind.
So.
I may dabble.
I tell you this, though. She's not going to be selling one of her other guns.
Neither are you. I feel like we just had this conversation. Anything leaving this house goes through me. Which means nothing's leaving this house.
What's going to be on the Christmas plate at the Salas household? Steak.
Well, steak for dinner.
Yes.
But we do breakfast at my mom's.
Yes.
And she does one-eyed jacks, and I'm making a Cracker Barrel recipe cheesy hash brown casserole. So that's going to be super fire.
Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So good. My God, I'm starving.
Hashtag just say no to nationals. Shoot all the local matches. Let's not let the board mismanage any more of our money. Going to be spending a lot of time at Schultz Gun Club. Well, unfortunately, Joey, Schultz, I'm pretty sure, does like 2 classifiers per match. So the board is still getting your money because they have to pay for those classifiers. So you can shoot your local match, but I'm not for abandoning USPSA just yet. I think I love the sport too much. So I would rather see it worked on, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
There are seats that are being taken by new people with a newer vision.
Mm-hmm.
So, our buddy Eddie commented again, I'm just a local troll and a classifier hoe. You are a hoe.
Yes, he is. Did he make A class at that last one?
I don't remember.
He did an awful lot of shit talking.
Yeah, I don't remember. Schultz Gun Club says, well, first on the list is any Schultz match. I agree. It's probably some of the best matches in the area for local matches. The problem for us is it's so damn far.
It is far. And I know we talked last week about what is your, like, okay distance to travel for a local, and it meets your specs, but not mine.
Yeah. Well, and it's...
Which is why you've shot it several times. I think I've shot 2 Schultz matches.
Yeah.
That weren't majors.
It says, duh, they don't check the ineligible competitor list, so you can shoot even on Santa's naughty list, but the USPSA Wisconsin Sectional Championship is a real close second. Oh, and that one is at Schultz, too. Hell, we can even suggest the Solch Hangover Mats. I might develop a lisp.
They're talking about the Hangover Match. Are you drunk?
Hangover Match on July 14th after the Wisconsin Sectional. I'm a big fan of Schultz and the whole crew that runs it up there, so I would kind of agree with all of this. So we hope to see you at the Wisconsin match. Hope to see you at the Hangover match. I'm not sure if we'll make that one.
Well, what's odd that they're because they're having the hangover match on the 14th, which is a Sunday, and I was just telling you the staff shoots on the 12th, which is a Friday, and the main match is Saturday the 13th, only. So no 2-day format, and there's only one day for the actual match is one day only, which is different.
So you want to make the hangover match and not the section of match, or what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying we should do both.
Oh, now you want to drive up there twice.
No, I'm totally getting a hotel.
Oh, okay.
I'm not driving up 4 hours home after shooting, and then, you know, 2 hours home after shooting, and then another 2 hours back there the next day. That's ridiculous. It's 4 hours in the car after you've been in the car for 2 hours there and going to be back. It's 8 hours of driving across 2 days. It's not happening. Now, you find me a cheap hotel, give me some melatonin, and wake me up when it's time to shoot again.
Huh. I feel like you're not pulling your weight then.
I understand.
I know you
do. You get melatonin too. It's not just for me.
Oh, whoa. That was the part. Okay.
now we're good.
Yeah.
Now we're good. I haul the cart around.
But you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
Even up that fucking god-awful hill.
That was one time.
Oh my god. Here we
anyway,
go, guys.
Anyway, we did get a CCC. Which stands for Carry, Compete, Crush, which is our version of Marry, Fuck, Kill. Or Marry, Kiss, Kill, if you're sensitive with ears.
We're just too late?
Too late.
Sensory warning over.
Older A3 Championship circus-style matches, newer A3 Shooting Challenge matches, or a real circus.
So, I've never shot A3. I've always wanted to. I'm a huge fan of their old system and their circus thing.
Yeah.
I would definitely have to put that one for, like, compete. Like, that would have to be it. I definitely have always wanted to do that. The A3 shooting challenges, is that referring to, like, the in and out of the cars thing that they had, like, last year?
Yeah, just their normal challenges, yeah.
Their normal challenges.
But the more normal than their circus challenges would be my guess.
But either way, there's a shit ton of running.
There's movement involved.
There's a lot of running at A3. And then the real circus. I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't want to let go of a real circus. So I think I'll get rid of the A3 shooting challenges. And we will compete with the championship circus style matches. And carry around a circus.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what this we is. That's not what we're doing.
No?
Assuming the carry is I would shoot it every day style, mm-hmm. which would be the current A3 shooting challenges.
Because it would test your everyday skill.
That's what I'm guessing. I would compete in the old A3 style matches where it's very odd.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just crush the circus because really I can just go watch a circus anytime and people watch at a Walmart. So,
I'll jump on board with that now that you've made the rules a little more clear.
That's what I think that, you know, do I have to shoot this style every day? Do I compete with this? Because we don't compete every day. It's kind of just like a weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crush, obviously.
The real threat. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Right.
Someone commented and said, gun match at a circus, PETA finna be pissed. That's funny. Was that the last
that's
questions?
It. Guys, that's it. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can always reach out to pewtimepodcast@gmail.com and get a hold of us, or at Laugh and Load on any of the socials. You can also head over to laughandload.com, check out some of the cool shirts and hats and stuff that we have going on up there.
And over the next couple weeks, we have a couple interesting and different videos from our normal videos that we'll have coming out.
Yes. If the goddamn video editing software agrees with me, I've had to switch softwares. I had some problems, and they froze up. So now I had to switch software and relearn a new one. So bear with me, sons of bitches. I'm very angry about it. You should not have brought it up on air. Anger. Yes, the videos will hopefully be out very soon.
Pretend I said anything about YouTube. Forget it. It doesn't exist. Don't watch it on YouTube.
Please go to YouTube. So subscribe to Laugh and Love's YouTube channel. We are trying to get to the 1,000 mark because that would be kind of dope.
And we're close.
Yeah, we're at like 760-something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys could, rate, review the podcast. As always, we love you, and we will talk to you
next week. Bye.